No, so I mean, so this is almost 10 years ago, and I had this very vivid dream, and I was outside, and it was very quiet, and then suddenly I was just surrounded by this sort of golden light, and just bees swarming all around me, just millions and millions of bees, and they were all like drops of amber, like you were holding amber up to the light, and they were just moving all around me. And I woke up the next morning and I said to my wife, I think I'm going to become a beekeeper. And she looked at me and she said, really? Really? I was like, yeah, I don't know. I know I want to do this. And so, you know, in typical fashion, I just sort of like, well, I think I should go find a beekeeper and talk to him. And I found Franklin Carrier.
And that's the man you referenced earlier.
Yeah, you got to come and meet him. He's absolutely fascinating man, amazing Middle Earth creature. He looks like he came out of a Tolkien novel.
Oh yeah, nice. Yeah, nice.
And
he's the leader of your tribe down here.
Yeah, and I found him, and I was like, oh, this is where, and just hung out and listened to him, talked to him, asked a million questions. You know, he handed me his book that he wrote. I bought a copy, went home and studied it, and it all just became sort
of a decade later.
Yeah, you know, all
here
of a sudden.
You are opening up a movie.
Go figure.
Called Queen of the Sun. Some of those images must resonate pretty deep then.
Oh, yeah. And I, you know, as much as, you know, I'm a scientist, and I love the sciences, it also just comes through loud and clear when you see these people talking about their passion, about their heart, about what they see. I mean, that wonderful image of the crop dusting, the herbicide, and the beekeeper saying, I just want to run out there and protect my bees and keep them away from it. And you realize there's no away. There's no place you can protect them. There's no way that you can stop that unless it all stops. And I think that's what this is all about. It's a groundswell of people who are just saying, you know what? It doesn't have to be like this. We don't have to live in this constant, crazy,
warfare.
Self-destroying warfare with the planet. Well, I think bees go to people. I think they're, you know, people are